Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Si el ritmo te lleva a mover la cabeza y empezamos como es.
3 o'clock hour of Hockman and Crowder, sponsored by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. Hockman and Crowder simulcast on a football Friday. Perreo Friday. Solana Viernes.
You got your Spanish words, you know.
Pollo tropical. Tostones.
Rodrigo.
Huevos rancheros.
That's them eggs with all that crap on it. Nobody wants those nasty ass
Huevos
eggs.
Rancheros?
That's them eggs with all that foolishness on top. Man, they tried to make me that in Cuba. I'm fine, thank you.
Nah,
I don't eat breakfast,
eggs,
ma'am.
Eggs with all that foolishness on top.
Like my eggs alone.
You know, speaking of food, so Crowder was asking me during the break if I'm going to Offerdahl's Gridiron Grill Off tomorrow. I will be there. That's a really fun event. This is something that I look forward to, and you've been doing a lot longer than I've been going there. I get to just enjoy it. You actually have to work. But
I got
to
win it.
You do. Did you win last year?
No.
The year before.
You know what? There was a mutiny against me last year. Because for 3 years in a row before that, I won either judge or fans, you know, thing. We get big. Like, John does it nice now. We get big grills. I got a grill in my house right now. A big-ass grill that you get if you win the fans' choice. So there was a mutiny last year. I think Troy Stratford was a part of it.
Oh, I see how that would happen. Yeah.
But it's awesome. If you're not going, you're missing out. They pair up a Dolphin great with a great South Florida restaurant. You're in these big, big, nice tents. It's at the Pompano Beach Amphitheater. Come on out there, guys. It is the 10th annual. I've been a part of it. I think I missed 1 year. I've been doing it for 9 years now. It is a great time.
We did a couple shows at Offerdahl's where he was telling us, like, he loves this.
That's how I got on the wall.
That's right.
One of the times I won.
The one in Boca. I don't know if you're at the other, because we did the one in Las Olas, too. And I don't remember if I saw your picture.
I'm in there, too. I'm in the one in Fort Lauderdale as
Look
well.
At you, man.
So that's this Saturday, November 9th. And that night at 7 p.m., Brett Young is performing at the Seminole Hard Rock and Casino Gridiron Grill Off Concert. It is powered by the Greater Fort Lauderdale, CVB's Underground Music. Tickets start at just $49. Come out there at noon for the Grand Grill Off. That's when we are serving creative cuisines mixed with a thirst-quenching signature cocktail. Every Miami Dolphin legend has a cocktail and a dish, and you get to vote on it. It is one of the best events ever. Dwight Stevenson, Mark Duper, myself, Sean Wood, Mercury Morris, the great restaurants, Beach House, Pompano, Naked Taco, Oceans 234. It is a good time.
What about Troy Stratford? Is Troy Stratford going to be there?
I didn't say his name because of the fact that he had a mutiny put against
like
me last year.
It was like the Isaiah Thomas, Michael Jordan freeze out in the All-Star game.
I'm freezing out, Troy. But go to gridirongridoff.com. Tickets are still available now. It is a great time. This Saturday, November 9th, Pompano Beach Amphitheater, gridirongridoff.com. And all event proceeds benefit the Offerdahl Handoff Foundation. You'll see me out there. Hawk will be out there. You don't want to miss out.
I saw this story online yesterday. What do you think about this? This is from the Des Moines Register. An Iowan convicted of murder claims his life sentence was served when he died, and then he was revived in a medical emergency.
Hmm.
So here's what happened, essentially. He was convicted of murder. He was in the Iowa State Penitentiary. Penitentiary? February?
You got it?
Where was he at?
Penitentiary.
What was that?
In the February. Iowa State Penitentiary. Sounds funny, doesn't it?
I've never been there.
Penitentiary.
He
had a medical incident, and he was taken to the hospital. His heart was restarted 5 times. By the time he arrived at the hospital, now, his name is Benjamin Schreiber. He was found guilty of first-degree murder in 1997. He was sentenced to life behind bars without the possibility of parole. He had large kidney stones in 2015, caused him to develop septic poisoning. By the time he arrived at the hospital, he was unconscious. Schreiber had signed a do not resuscitate agreement years earlier. Medical staff called his brother in Texas, who told them, if he's in pain, you can give him something to ease the pain, but otherwise you're to let him pass. The doctors proceeded to save his life by administering resuscitation fluids through an IV. Then he underwent surgery to fix the damage done by the kidney stones. Schreiber has filed for post-conviction relief in April, claiming that the moment he died at the hospital and he was momentarily dead, he has then fulfilled his life sentence and should therefore be freed immediately. He was sentenced to life without parole, but not to life plus one day, Schreiber argued in court records. The district court has denied his request, writing that it found his claim unpersuasive and without merit. Where do you stand on this?
I'm with the district court.
Okay.
The man is still a killer. Like, you're not on the street because you're capable of murder, sir.
But your sentence is your sentence.
Okay.
Right? Your sentence is your sentence.
If you're married, Hawk, and you die and get resuscitated, is your marriage over? Because it's death till death do us part. You died.
That might be the out I'm looking for.
Don't call me to help explain it to Lori. Yeah, but he had died, though, right? Remember? That's why he's gone.
Yeah, I mean, they're not buying it, the courts. It's a great argument, isn't it?
It's clever. I wish insurance worked that way.
But they're saying, well, that's what the courts are saying, essentially, is there's no death certificate. You could say that you died, and the medical examiner or the doctor could say that you died, but where's the death certificate? Show us the death certificate. Well, the state's not going to give him a death certificate because he's still alive.
Oh, you're talking to the person, asking them for their death certificate as they speak to you. It's not going to work.
Text it in, 67974. Did that man serve his—I'm not arguing whether he deserves to be in prison for the rest of his life. He's a murderer. Mm-hmm. I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying by the letter of the law— did that man serve his life sentence? Is he now into a second life sentence, which is not what he was sentenced to?
You know what? They give people consecutive life sentences,
they
though.
They do, correct.
So if he had a single life sentence.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's not unprecedented to get three life terms, like they and no chance for parole and whatnot. I mean, they cover, you know, they dot every I and cross every T. This dude got one life sentence.
But if he gets off, how many people on death row are going to be jamming stuff?
Oh, my God. I mean, right into their heart.
Paper clips into the outlets trying to shock themselves to death.
Text it in, 67974. Text on Hockman and Crowder, driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. This month, the all-new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. 67974 on the text machine. Did that man serve his life sentence?
Warden! What? Larry, I think I just died
again.
Go to bed, Larry.
Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper. He's going to join us momentarily. If you listened to me yesterday, you won some money because I told you Raiders plus two. I was emphatic about it, too. Took it all the way to the bank, man.
Thank you. All right,
let's get some headlines here with our own Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance tonight. It's the Heat in L.A. to take on LeBron James and Anthony Davis. 10:30 p.m. tonight, the Heat will look for their second straight victory.
Okie dokie.
Also, tomorrow, we have Miami playing their senior game,
yes,
versus Louisville. It's their final home game, even though they play one more game in Miami versus FIU.
Yep.
3:30 p.m. at Hard Rock Stadium.
But that's an FIU home game,
right,
even though it's at Marlins Park.
Right. Miami is a 6.5-point favorite at home.
Okay.
Shula Bowl is tomorrow as well. Pause up to all my FIU alums out there. FIU at FAU, 6 p.m. from FAU Football Stadium.
Pause up, Papa.
The big game tomorrow, LSU versus Alabama, 3:30 p.m. Alabama's favored by 6 points at home.
You might be seeing a future Dolphins quarterback in that game.
Yep.
Pat Mahomes, the big news that broke about 40 minutes ago, will start Sunday versus the Titans. So a big quarterback matchup, guys. It's Tannehill versus Patrick Mahomes, the QB matchup we've all been waiting for.
I can't wait to see that.
The New York Post reports that Stephen A. Smith and ESPN have come to terms on a new 5-year contract worth $8 million per year.
So he's leaving ESPN?
Nope. He's staying at ESPN.
But he said he's going to ESPN.
Oh, ESPN. He did say ESPN. You and I looked at each other. He's leaving ESPN for ESPN?
Valley. And finally, rapper Lil Pump was handling
nope.
a snake.
What? What's nope. no? Why no?
We don't need any know anything about Pump.
No, no, this is big.
What's so big about Lil Pump?
Finally, rapper Lil Pump was handling a snake while shooting a music video when suddenly it whipped around and bit Pump's hand.
Wish it bit him in the face.
Wow.
Pray for Pump, man.
Okay. Hashtag pray for Pump.
Hashtag pray for Pump, man.
All right. Fair enough. All right. You got weather?
Yeah. I got a bunch of people back here, man.
All right. Well, we're trying to do a radio show, everybody back there, but let's do the weather.
Yeah. Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park right now in South Florida.
Could get
Florida.
Some on-the-air lights in this building. I mean, honestly. We could get an on-the-air light in this building, and it would probably prevent some of that from happening, but whatever.
Right now in South Florida,
Sonya alone.
It is 80 degrees currently, and I will say, Hawk, you deserve some credit. Because
bring it.
Because there is a quote-unquote, I'm going to throw up air quotes,
I have been fascinated. I've been fascinated by two things this week. Is Jacoby Brissett going to start against the Dolphins on Sunday? And is there a damn cold front coming in?
There is a quote-unquote cold front moving in to Florida. And tonight you should start feeling the effects here in South Florida. But because of this cold front, there will be an increase in moisture, which will lead to some showers and storms tomorrow.
All right. There you go. That's a legit weather report right there from Solana.
Legit weather report. I researched. All right.
All right. Good job.
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. For the best poker promotions in SoFla, visit Hialeah Park Poker Room. Come win your share of $350,000 in monthly high hand giveaways. That's more than $10,000 a day in high hands. Why play anywhere else? Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
You should have done that in SoFla when Sedano was on the phone.
He hates
that. Oh, does he hate that, man.
Everybody else loves it, though.
No one. And by everyone else, you mean no one else loves that.
Who loves it?
No one. Not
I
a
hate
single
it. You
person.
Hate it.
No one calls South Florida SoFla.
No, the text message machine loves it.
Hate
Trust
it.
Me. Trust
hate
me.
It. All right, Lee Sterling is going to join us next, professional sports handicapper. Unfortunately, we're going to have to play rolling backwards again because he had a losing week again, although he's getting better. So maybe this is the week that he turns the corner. We're at the tail end of hurricane season here. November, usually a slow time for big storms, but this is the perfect opportunity for you to call or visit BNT Impact Windows and Doors. That way you could start preparing for future hurricane seasons. BNT is the company my wife and I used for our home. It's a great feeling when you've got PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything. This was our first hurricane season where we had absolutely every window and door in our house protected by PGT custom windows and doors, and that is a great secure feeling. That's a feeling that you should experience. If you own a home in South Florida, you just cannot imagine how safe and secure you're going to feel when you've got PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything in your home. It is time for you to get the ball rolling. Take that first step towards having impact windows and doors at your house. Call BNT Impact Windows and Doors at 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. Going to talk some gambling with Lee Sterling next on Hockman and Crowder. O'clock hour of Hockman and Crowder, sponsored by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. It's Solana Friday. He's bringing it strong. Now, Lee Sterling is coming on with us. It's a Football Friday as well, brought to you by Yingling, a beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania, please drink responsibly. I look forward to talking to Lee Sterling every week, and I'm rooting for him to get out of this slump that he's in, and he's gotten better every week. Now, maybe we should add in my pick last night. I told everybody definitively at the end of the show, and I rarely do that, right?
Nope.
Rarely do that. And last night, definitively, I said, take the Raiders +2. And we Oh, I mean, that was an easy laugher all game long.
There wasn't no damn laugher. And I'll say you.
Never doubt it. No, but I was as confident about that.
It might have been the most confidence you've had in the bet the whole time we've been gambling.
Because I always say, I mean, maybe we'll do that. Like the day before, I was like, Hawks and Bulls, maybe we should bet Atlanta. But I was definitive last night's show. I was like, if you're listening, I'm telling you to take the Raiders plus the points.
Started in the first hour, too.
Yeah, man.
You didn't wait till six.
And then they started out strong. Phillip Rivers brought the Chargers back a little bit. But that final drive by Derek Carr. Derek Carr is for real.
Yes, he can play ball.
He is for real. And that Raiders team, they might surprise people by the time the season. What are they, 5-4 now, I think, the Raiders?
Yeah, 5-4. Yeah, 5-4.
They might sneak in the playoffs. They ain't going to really do much in the playoffs.
Agreed.
They might sneak in.
I think they're on the road to something. I think Antonio Brown would have helped them this season if he had kept his head on straight. All right, so what do we got to do? We got to play Rolling, Rolling, Rolling backwards for Lee Sterling again?
Yeah, you want the remix that I made? Or
you fire it up, Papa. It's your day, man. Angry. I don't know why I find this to be so enjoyable. All right, Lee Sterling, he's a professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. He went 3-4 last week. So close.
Yeah.
3-4. And again, I always point out, we don't pay him to come on. He doesn't pay us to come on. We enjoy talking with him. And if you want to visit the website, that is up to you. ParamountSports.com is the website. Hello, Lee.
How are you?
Well, I mean, is this going to be the final week that we play that song?
This is it. I mean, Chowder, Channing's Gators just let us down. I mean,
they did.
They let me down.
They did.
I should have bought the half a point there.
That was a killer for a lot of people. Yeah. Did that game ever at the beginning of the week reach seven or no?
No, never reached seven. And in college football, you don't normally want to buy half points. In the NFL, there's four key numbers: 3, 4, 6, and 7. And I'll buy on or off the number three, but the others just don't make math sense. But it was just one of those games where I still think it's the right side, but Georgia, every third down, 3rd and 5, they pick up 6 yards. I think they were something like 13 for 18 on third down conversions. And then if it was a close call, I'd go to the booth, and it was almost like Vince Dooley and Buck Ballew were up there making the calls.
And the damn Georgia defense, Lee, they had 3 sacks in 3 games, and Trask was running around like a chicken with his head cut off.
Yeah, and the Florida defensive line also didn't play to the level I thought they'd play. So I thought they were ready. Sometimes, I mean, almost everything went wrong. We still had a chance to cover, so we're getting there. I actually won for my clients, but on this show we go 3-4.
This is one of the texts that has come in. I take back my analysis of the Chargers defense coming on strong. All hail Hawk from yesterday. And then that same guy follows it up with, WTF am I listening to? Yeah, if you don't know the rolling, rolling, rolling backwards, I just don't have time to tell you about it.
Well, I think we're going to call it the Angry Rabbi.
There's people texting that in, too. Somebody texted in. This is a great text. It says, sounds like my rabbi, but I'm Catholic.
Okay.
All right, Lee Sterling. So tonight is Heat and Lakers. This is a big one. I'm imagining you might be watching it tonight. Do you have a side in this game? Lakers are an 8-point or an 8.5-point favorite over the Heat tonight.
No opinion. I had the Heat last night. I thought it was a great situational play, -1. It was a must-win game. You can't go on a road trip and go 0-3. Here's the problem. They would have a chance if Winslow was playing. It looks like just found out he was downgraded to doubtful. He's the guy that probably would have guarded LeBron a whole lot, but I just don't know if they have the right matchup there. James Johnson's not the guy, so we'll take a pass on that game.
Okay, fair enough. Let's move into some other games, obviously, we're all interested in. Miami Hurricanes, it's senior day tomorrow. They are, the last I looked, a 7-point favorite over Louisville. I saw 6.5 some places as well. You like the Hurricanes game?
I do. I actually like Louisville here on this side. I think that Miami still has something to prove. They haven't been consistent. Played a great game last week. I thought that, you know, I think that the coaching also was good. I thought the play calling was stellar. They took some shots down the field. They set up their plays to make those home run plays count. And they also controlled the line of scrimmage, had those 9 sacks, and reversed what looked like could be a maybe disastrous season. I still think they might win this game. I have them winning the game here 26-23, but 7 points is a lot of points with a team coming off of a bye. And Scott Satterfield, their coach, one of the best coaches coming off a bye. He's over 80% career coming off a bye. I like Louisville to keep it close here.
How about the Dolphins? Dolphins, last I looked, they're getting 11.5 points at Indianapolis on Sunday.
I told you, I think Miami's going to be the right side, and they're starting to cover right now. I think they're the right side of this game. I think that Indianapolis, one of these teams, when you look at all 8 of their games, not one game has been decided by more than a touchdown. So it looks like they will start Brian Hoyer here. Brian Hoyer is a good manager, throws well underneath. Anytime he tries to throw a pass, usually more than 20 yards down the field, good chance it's an incompletion or an interception. I think that they're going to, you know, just try to win the game, and T.Y. Hilton's out, their home run hitter. Obviously, Miami has some problems here at the running back position, but I just like the way Ryan Fitzpatrick has really taken all these young players. They believe in them, and I think they got a chance here. I think Indianapolis will win this game something like 23-20, but 11.5 points, way too high. I wouldn't be surprised if this game goes right down to the wire. Miami might even have a chance to win the game outright.
Okay, there you go. Dolphins and Indy on Sunday. Lee Sterling is with us, professional sports handicapper. You can check out his website, ParamountSports.com. There's a game tonight, college football tonight, UCF. There's a lot of UCF fans, obviously. They're at Tulsa, and they're a 17-point favorite.
It's going to be cold. I mean, this is going to be probably in the 30s tonight, and maybe even colder, windy. You know, if this game was played in Orlando, probably we're going to back Central Florida with their offense. They get a lot of plays off, getting the 75 to 80 play range, and that's important if you want to lay double digits. But I just think it's too tough. There's too many variables here, and Tulsa might be a little better than most people think. They have a transfer quarterback that came in, and he moves the chain. So this is, for me, this is a pass game.
All right, no play tonight. Yep. There's a couple other interesting games, obviously, some that have local interest, some that are just interesting. The big game tomorrow, Joe Burrow versus Tua Tagovailoa. Alabama is a 6-point favorite over LSU. Do you have a side on that game?
Tough game, but we're going to take a stab at a side here. I think this game's going to be decided probably by explosive plays, and I think Alabama, with their 3 receivers that will be playing in the NFL, I think they're probably the right side. Also, number 2 in the country in turnover margin. The caveat here, Alabama hasn't played much of a schedule, so LSU, they probably passed the eye test, but Alabama, even though this is not one of their best squads, I think that they have the better skill players, and I think Nick Saban's going to probably come up with maybe some different defenses, maybe something like a 2-4-5 to throw off Joe Burrow, who has been absolutely fabulous. I mean, a mind-numbing 79% completion percentage and 30 touchdowns. He finds a way to win this game. Just hand him the Heisman. But I'm siding with Alabama. I think they pull away late, win and cover 37-27.
Okay. How about for FSU fans? Willie Taggart is gone. They are at Boston College. We watched Hurricanes fans, obviously. We watched FSU last week. Boston College is a 2.5-point favorite over FSU.
It's going to be cold here also, probably high 30s. It's going to be windy. I just don't know if Florida State is going to be able to stay with them here without their best defensive player who had hand surgery. They're going to face a running back, 6'250", A.J. Dillon, who likes to run the ball downfield. And after he's done his job and softened up the defense, they bring in a young kid, number 26, David Bailey, facing a Florida State defense that just really showed me not much of anything last week. And Boston College is also playing with revenge here. They lost last year 22-21. I know Florida State last year, they won the 2 games a couple years ago when they had an interim coach here, but not this time. Boston College, 34-27.
Yeah, I think I'm on Boston College on that one, too. Maybe it's recency bias from watching FSU last week, but I couldn't put my hard-earned money on them right now. No chance. Crowder's Florida Gators, they are a 27-point favorite hosting Vandy.
Well, they normally have letdowns after the Georgia game historically, but this Vandy team is bad. They've got a big problem at quarterback. Got a, their two best guys are game time decision, Hassan and Neal. Neither one of them very good. Not much talent on this team. And outside of Akron, Akron right now 0-8 straight up and against the spread. No team in the last 20 years has not won a spread game. But Akron's right there. Vandy's right behind them, 1-8 against the spread this year, and averaging just 17 points per game. I think the Gator defensive line will come to play this week, and also special teams might be the difference. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Let's go with Florida here. They win and cover over Vandy.
I like that. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. I like that. Woo. Finally, a game that interests Alejandro Solana and many others here in South Florida. It's the Shula Bowl. FAU, Lane Kiffin and the FAU Owls are hosting Butch Davis and the FIU Panthers up in Boca. FAU is a 10.5-point favorite.
Yeah, and FIU, I think the last couple weeks has underperformed. I actually was at their game last week and didn't think the play calling was too good. They ended up having to settle for 6 field goal tries in the game. So maybe they weren't showing everything. Maybe they were looking ahead to FAU. I just think in a rivalry game, you look to the underdog here. Take nothing away from Lane Kiffin. Think he's doing a pretty good job this year. But I think Butch Davis, this is a big game. And also hearing they'd like to get into the AAC. So they want to move up in conferences. They need a win here. I'll take the 10.5. I think FIU might even win this game outright.
All right, look at that. Solana has popped to life. He likes to hear that. Loves his FIU Panthers. All right, Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. We give you 3 random picks. You're choosing. What do you got for us?
First game is Illinois in college football. This line is sitting at 14.5, 15 points. I don't get it. Michigan State shown absolutely no life of late here. And Illinois come a hold. They beat Wisconsin. They win this game. They're 5-4. They're going to a bowl. So I think that Lovie Smith's doing a nice job here, and I think Michigan State is really on a downtick. Miami fan, you might want to watch this game. Miami, I think it's their second game next year, so might want to start looking at Michigan State. It'll be a big road game. I like Illinois. I think they take this game down to the wire. Another game I'm looking at, we're going to play Kentucky. Home team, and sometimes you just got to look at the matchups. Kentucky is one of these teams that's going to play Tennessee, and Tennessee has not faced a running quarterback since opening week. And what happened opening week? They lost to Georgia State when Dan Ellington called his number 14 times. Kentucky goes with a former wide receiver, Lynn Bowden Jr. This kid has called his number last week 17 times, the week before that 21 times. 3 weeks ago, 24 times. He's rushed for almost 500 yards and 5 touchdowns the last 3 weeks. Bad matchup here for Tennessee. I hear Tennessee fans talking about getting to a bowl. Not going to happen. Kentucky's playing off a bye week and with revenge. I like Kentucky to pick them to -1 in the last game. I like the Dallas Cowboys. 2 similar quarterbacks here in Dak Prescott and also Kirk Cousins. Both of them need their offensive line intact. They need that star running back behind them and both receivers. And Minnesota is without their star receiver, Adam Thielen. And how bad was Kirk Cousins last week? 0-9 when he was pressured. And how has he done going into the fourth quarter when trailing? 0-10-1 since he came to Minnesota here. Give me some, how about them Cowboys?
Wow.
31-21.
All right. So he likes the Cowboys. He likes Kentucky. He likes Illinois getting the points against Michigan State. He likes FIU in the Shula Bowl. He likes Crowder's Florida Gators. He likes Boston College laying the points against FSU. He likes Alabama in the Alabama-LSU game. Likes the Dolphins getting the points on Sunday. Likes Louisville getting the points Saturday. And that is Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. And again, you can check out the website ParamountSports.com or check him out on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Always enjoy it, Lee. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good weekend, guys.
There you go, Lee Sterling. I am mesmerized by that Rollin' 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 song backwards. I'm just mesmerized by it. It's a strong mix that you made, too, of that. All right, let's hear it one more time because I have a feeling Lee Sterling is going to have a winning week and that we're not going to be able to play it again. He had been coming out when he was rolling to Rollin' Rollin' Rollin', the theme from Rawhide, and then when he started losing, Solana says, well, why don't we just play it backwards? And then he remixed it. It came out like this. weird. I could do this.
That's a good song.
Found your calling.
You guys are gonna feel real bad in the next segment.
What do you mean by you guys?
You and Solana.
What?
Are gonna feel real bad in the next segment when I tell you what I have to tell you. Both you guys are going to feel bad in the next segment when I tell you what I'm gonna tell you.
Now you're about to upset me. Let me talk about Delaware.
You're gonna be upset in the next segment.
I don't know. We'll see then. But right now, Delaware has me smiling. Delaware,
boy, look at Solana. He cannot figure out. I'm telling you, you are going to be upset. And I'm upset at the both of you. I really am.
What'd you do, Crowder?
You do nothing. Be a G. Sometimes being a G gets you in trouble, baby.
You guys are going to feel awful.
No, I won't.
Yes.
I'm heartless. I know. Okay. It takes a lot to make me feel awful.
All right.
You know, I reserve my emotions.
Okay.
You want to go to Delaware?
I want to get to the next segment.
I'll get you some stone crabs if you leave me alone.
It's not me.
Delaware does have the best stone crabs. And it is stone crab season. I love stone crabs. They're my wife's favorite, my favorite, guys. Get to Delaware. All the sizes, colossal, all the way down to medium. They have all the stone crabs, but they have it all. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market's been in the Hollywood, Florida area since 1951. Same family owned and operated since then. They know what they're doing. Delicious food, great selection, fresh food, great prices, everything you're looking for. Delaware has it. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobster. They have all the crustaceans. They have 15 different types of shrimp. 20 different species of fish. They have it all. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. DelawareChicken.com. When you know what you want, call them in advance, and they will save you time by having your order packaged and ready when you get there. 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. It's Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. The prices are crazy. Argentinian red shrimp right now, only $9.99 a pound. Maryland-style crab cakes, more crab than cake, only $4.59 each, and you get four conch fritters that are delicious as all get up for only $2.49. And if you don't feel like cooking, try the 16-piece broasted chicken dinner. Broasted chicken is oven-fried chicken. It is delicious. It's juicy. It's crisp on the outside. Included with 2 1-pound sides. You get coleslaw, macaroni salad, potato salad, or baked beans for only $34.99. You can feed your entire family. 16-piece dinner for only $34.99. Get to DelawareChicken.com. Find out what you want, and you got to get down there. 441 one block south of Sterling Road. It's Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. When y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
You ready to feel bad in the next segment?
It's going to take a lot.
You ready to feel bad in the next segment, Solana?
Not really.
Yeah, well, you both are going to feel bad. You're both going to feel bad.
Tighten your belt
strap.
Tough guy,
you're both going to feel bad. I'll explain it to everybody when we come back on Hockman and Crowder. 3 o'clock hour of Hockman and Crowder, sponsored by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. We are rapidly approaching everybody's favorite time of the week. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour on Fridays is something special. Solana's already thinking about it back there. I got texts from a couple of people already saying I can't wait for 5 o'clock to roll around. Dan Day probably made his montage. Did you make a weekly montage for us, Dan Day?
A five montage.
Ooh, five.
Dude put together a five montage. Maybe we'll play it before 5 o'clock. Hmm. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, though. We love our friends at Funky Buddha. And you got to be listening at 5 o'clock.
Yes, and Devon Gottschall's coming on with us.
That's right.
And he had his charity event Monday night
at
Funky Buddha. And they are coming out with they have seasonal releases. People don't know it. They're coming out with the winter stuff right now. The Last Snow is good as hell. It's the one with the little snowman on it. We've all had it. They sent it to the station. Coquito.
What is that? Coquito.
It's a cream ale. you know, I have the little ends early before they release. So I tried the Coquito. It is delicious. Y'all got to get to the Tap Room in Oakland Park. Go to FunkyBuddhaBrewery.com. Find all the information, all the addresses. Go up there and try the most delicious beers you've ever tasted. They're in gas stations everywhere. They're in liquor stores everywhere. But go to the Tap Room because they have every selection. I love going up there. The food's delicious. Everything's delicious. FunkyBuddhaBrewery.com. You got to go check it out.
Here's why you guys are going to feel bad. So at, let me see what time, at 8:55 this morning, I texted the both of you. Sedano, 2:15, Lee Sterling at 3:15, Devon God Show at 4:30.
Am I
missing anything? And Solana, you wrote back, not that I can think of. You didn't respond.
I'd be busy.
I just got a text while we were talking with Lee Sterling from Jamie Eisenberg that just said, hello, with a question mark. Now, Jamie Eisenberg, the fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com, has been a regular guest on this program for years on Fridays.
Yes.
And I kind of felt like it was a little thin today. Normally, Ira joins us on Fridays, but he joined us yesterday. And so that's why I said, am I missing something? Because it felt thin. And Solana immediately, so I just sent, while we were talking to Lee Sterling, a screen grab to Jamie of my question to you guys so that he knew it wasn't just me. I was asking for help. And all of us, but you guys especially, forgot about Jamie Eisenberg. Just totally forgot about a guy that has been a regular, strong, and reliable guest for years. And he has texted me regarding Solana. No more advice for him.
That's what I feel bad about. Jamie's won me thousands of dollars.
That's what I'm saying. So big, tough guy talking about, oh, I'm not going to feel bad. I'm not going to feel bad. I knew you were going to feel bad. Jamie's a good guy. He's waiting. He's waiting around to come on the radio and answer fantasy football questions. And none of you guys thought of it. And I even gave you a heads up this morning. Am I forgetting anything? Not that I can think of, says Solana.
I do feel bad.
I knew you would.
Man. Yeah, I'm sorry, Jamie.
I need to take a play out of Crowder's playbook and just not answer messages from you, because I always try to be like proactive. Yeah, let me answer Hawk to make it seem like we're on the same page. But that just got me in trouble.
Well, also, you work for me. Crowder doesn't. So you better answer. You better answer my texts.
I don't know.
When you started, I was like, uh-oh, this is the wrong tree to climb up.
You're not exactly coaching high school football teams, and you've got one job, and that's really the answer to me. Yeah, man, how did we all forget about Jamie? I feel terrible about it. When I was talking with Lee, and the text popped up from Jamie before I even read it, I was like, oh, no. How'd we forget about him?
And the last 2 weeks, we've called him like half
an
hour
late. Yeah, like half hour late and go, hey, sorry, we got tied up. Like, we...
Let's get buy him dinner.
We took him for granted.
Yeah. Get him a gift card. Gift cards heal all.
I'm going to give away a gift card here. Not to Jamie, but to the listeners.
But don't that make a gift card make everybody feel better?
Oh, without question.
A gift card.
You can buy your way out of any problem with a gift card.
$5 gift card. It's just
somebody
there, though.
Somebody texts in, that's how y'all treat your friends?
I know.
Somebody else texts in, didn't you forget about Jamie last week, too? Yeah, we've had a bad run. I don't know what happened there. And he happens to be one of my favorite guests because I get to do the silly questions with him.
Yes.
Got nothing. I got no excuse. All right, let's give away a $50 gift card for Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. This is our apology. Somebody says, come on, Adam Gase. I mean, Hawk. Find a set. Take the blame. Your name is first in line. Fair enough. I'll take the blame. All I'm saying is I did ask my coordinators, hey, am I not seeing something out on the field there?
Nah, you good, coach.
Right? We had 10 guys lined up. It was 4th-and-1 for the game. We only had 10 guys out there on defense. And I asked my coordinators, am I missing anything or are we good out there? And they both said, no, we're good. Perfect formation.
Yeah.
Dude ran right up the middle for a touchdown.
Sorry, coach.
So I take the blame for it, but I did ask my coordinators. You got to coordinate. All right, if you want to win a $50 gift card for Dave & Buster's, I'm talking about Dave & Buster's in Hollywood, in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. It's between Sterling and Sheridan. You could see it from I-95. We love that Dave & Buster's. We've done a bunch of events there. Tim, the general manager, super good guy. Yeah, if you want to see their 42-foot TV, you heard me right, a 42-foot TV. It's at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. What caller number do you want to make it, Solana?
Let's do caller number 10.
Caller number 10. Wow. All right, caller number 10. So we have 10 lines here. So whoever randomly ends up on line 10, 786-360-0790. Is that the number? 786-360-0790?
Don't ask me.
786-360-0790. Whoever ends up on line 10 is going to get $50 to spend at Dave & Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. In the 4 o'clock hour on this Football Friday, Devon Godshaw of the Miami Dolphins. He's going to join us. We could talk Dolphins, but also a little Alabama LSU. He went to LSU. We'll take a quick break. Come back on this Football Friday on Hockman and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.